Yeah, it's once you get the once you get the cable and that and the program, I just downloaded the program from the Baofeng website, and I learned it, you know, first how to do it by hand, and then manually on the keyboard. But yeah, I probably got, I don't know, 50 frequencies, probably well, I don't know, 20 repeaters or better program. But once I figured it out, and then one of the guys at the Macomb Amateur Radio Public Service Corps had, we needed to get, let me start again. The Public Service Corps, they wanted us, the counties wanted to use DMR. So I bought a Baofeng DM32, and they had a code plug on the website. So if you wanted, you could go to that website. They've got a number of code plugs on there for the different radios and see what you can find. And we'll carry on from there. But anyway, KFA, GBA, you're sounding good. You're making good progress, and especially with a commercial antenna. And I'm still running on I got my license last December, and I've been involved years ago, 50 years ago, and decided I was retired, and my wife overheard me chatting about it with somebody, and next thing I know, Amazon Prime drops off a radio on my front porch. So I went ahead and got my license, and had a look back. This is KF8. FGS back at KFKGBA. We'll have to come up with something.